This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A woman suspected of sending an envelope containing the poison ricin, which was addressed to the White House, has been arrested at the New York-Canada border. That's according to three law enforcement officials who spoke to the Associated Press Sunday. The officials say the woman was taken into custody by U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers and is expected to face federal charges. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police said that the letter appeared to have originated in Canada. Officials say it was intercepted at a government facility that screens mail addressed to the White House and U.S. President Donald Trump. Republican efforts to fill U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat after her death are likely to move swiftly this week, with President Trump possibly nominating a replacement within days and GOP senators hoping to jumpstart the confirmation process. Ginsburg's death in late September of an election year puts the Senate in uncharted political terrain. Mr. Trump has urged the Republican-run Senate to consider the nomination without delay, but has not said whether he would push for a confirmation vote before Election Day. There's significant risk and uncertainty ahead for both parties. Tropical Storm Beta is expected this week to bring heavy rainfall to parts of the upper Texas Gulf Coast and Louisiana, adding to the stress and worry residents and officials have already dealt with during a very busy hurricane season. The National Weather Service said Sunday while Beta could bring up to 20 inches of rain in some areas of Texas and Louisiana over the next several days, it was no longer expected to reach hurricane intensity. The first rain bands from Beta reached the Texas coast Sunday, but the heaviest rain was not expected to occur until Monday into Tuesday. If Beta makes landfall, it will be the ninth named storm to hit the continental U.S., in 2020, tying a record set in 1916. This is VOA News. A senior U.S. official says the United States on Monday will sanction more than two dozen entities involved in Iran's nuclear, missile, and conventional arms programs. The move puts muscle behind U.N. sanctions on Tehran that Washington argues have resumed despite the opposition of allies and adversaries. Speaking on condition of anonymity, the U.S. official said Iran could have enough material for a nuclear weapon by the end of the year, and that Tehran has resumed long-range missile cooperation with nuclear-armed North Korea. He did not provide detailed advice and evidence. The new sanctions comes a week after U.S. brokered deals for the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain to normalize ties with Israel, pacts that may draw together a wider coalition against Iran, while appealing to pro-Israel U.S. voters ahead of the November 3rd election. More than 100,000 people marched through the Belarusian capital Minsk on Sunday. It is the sixth straight week in a protest against the president, Alexander Lukashenko, keeping up the pressure on the veteran Belarusian leader to quit. Many walked in a vast column that stretched back several kilometers, decked out in red and white opposition colors and chanting, "Go away!" as helmeted riot police patrolled the streets with water cannon on hand. Several protesters were dragged away from the crowd by security forces. In the city center, riot police rhythmically beat their shields as a warning while several people threw glass bottles at them. The European Union vowed weeks ago to impose sanctions on Minsk for alleged election fraud and human rights abuses, but is likely to miss its own Monday deadline for some action. In tandem with the protests, anonymous hackers leaked the personal data of 1,000 police officers in retaliation for a crackdown in which thousands of people have been detained, many complaining of beatings and torture in jail. Relatives of the 12 Hong Kong people arrested by China at sea last month have demanded the city's government check on their condition and ensure that lawyers appointed by the families and not the Chinese government can meet with them. The 12 were arrested on August 23rd for illegal entry into mainland Chinese waters after setting off from Hong Kong in a boat bound for self-ruled Taiwan. All were suspected of committing crimes against Hong Kong and its related anti-government protests that erupted last year. 10 had been charged, released on bail, and not allowed to leave the former British colony, and all are now being detained in neighboring Shenzhen. In a statement late Sunday, Hong Kong police said authorities reviewed the maritime traffic records from August 23rd and did not find sign of any China Coast Guard vessels entering or staying in Hong Kong waters. It said marine police records would not be released to the public. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.